Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Turn my mic on. Mm-hmm. There we go.
What's going on over there?
He said mics are hot, but then my mic wasn't on.
By the way, I should just mention that I don't always close my eyes when I kiss. It depends on...
Oh.
Where.
Depends on what you're kissing?
Yeah.
Oh. Depends on where. Like, if you're in Alaska, you might want to see the view.
I might want to see the view, exactly. Or Australia.
Especially.
I definitely want to see Alaska.
I don't know what Alaska has to do with it.
When I'm in Australia, I definitely open eye kissing.
Oh, you been to Australia?
That's fun. Down under. Foster's Australian for beer.
Anyway, say it's Alice. Let's move on.
I don't know. Sometimes I really hate leaving one place when... Who knows what's going to get said.
Australia is so fun. Mm.
It's a good place to visit.
Mm. Anything else, guys?
Just waiting to see.
Right. No.
Trying to talk less, you know.
Are you?
Yeah. Trying to leave more room.
I see.
More room.
I told you this. I told you last week. All I do is talk. Blah, blah, blah.
It's your job, Sarah.
Yeah, that's the gig.
Yeah, but...
Just say the stuff. This is where you say the stuff.
But you might have something to say.
I don't know.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Maybe I'll just like leave some gaps and you can jump in if you got something to add. Thank you. Okay. That's helpful. Nice.
Well done.
Okay, listen. This is actually really serious and I want to talk to... I feel like we have, you know, some pretty hardcore listeners this time of the morning, you know, these people who stick with us for the whole show and just like they like the early part when we're because I feel like our guard's down a little bit early on.
I like the early shift.
I agree. And the whole show gets podcast, so later maybe you go back and listen to this and I got a favor to ask and it's important to us because radio has changed a lot. And over the, even just really recent years, like this whole streaming thing, streaming is an important part of the equation for us. Mm-hmm. And so if you could please download the free Odyssey app and get yourself signed up. I'm telling you, you're going to like this. If you like listening to Alice, we're right there. And it means you leave your car and then you pop in your earbuds or not, whatever, and you walk through your life with us. We want to go with you. Yeah, where are we going? I'll go. We can because it's an app. We're streaming.
Well, since we're asking for things, if you wouldn't mind getting, I don't know, speakers for your phone and blasting us wherever you go, that'd be really
That would
great.
Also be great. Get one of those little Bluetooth devices and pop that. I'm sure everyone at your work wants to hear
Turn it up.
Exactly.
It's great. So download the free Odyssey app. Or here's another thing. We're starting to do a lot of contesting using the Odyssey app. Some really good stuff like Just for Listening. Remember the Justin Timberlake thing,
oh, yeah.
The Alice Escape we did last week?
Yeah.
Like, all you had to do was listen on the app. And every day that you did an hour of that, you You got an entry into this incredible contest. So right now, we're doing this. If you love Taylor Swift, and I know you do, we've got a Tay All Day promotion going on. You got to be on the Odyssey app. You can also go to odyssey.com/Tay All Day. But Tay All Day is the deal. It is a special streaming experience, which includes custom content from Taylor herself. And then this Thursday, this is, when is that, day after tomorrow? Thursday, April 18th at 9 p.m. our time, we have a special going. It's called A Meeting of the Tortured Poets Department Album Release Special. You want Tay? We've got Tay all day. All you need to do, your end of this, is get the Odyssey app, please. Get yourself all set up on there and listen to our show on there. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. I know it's a big ass. You know, download it. Just download it. Just do it. It takes 2 seconds. You're so smart. You can do that in no time. All right. There's that.
Just to clarify, I mean, sometimes you might be hearing the 19th at midnight. It means the 18th for us on the West Coast,
right,
at 9 p.m.
Yeah, there's a promo going that is saying the 19th, the April 19th at midnight Eastern time, which is the 18th at 9 p.m. our time.
Yeah.
Don't be confused by that.
Mathing is kind of hard sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my. What time is it in China? I mean, does anyone even know how to figure that out?
We always know.
Do we? Prove it.
It's 9:10 p.m. right now.
On the same day or last night?
It's same day. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Okay, I don't know who wants this, cares about this, any of this. I feel like if I need to see that white Bronco, I got YouTube. I'll be fine. Like, I can, it's fine. It's there. I can just ask for it. It's a very special 1993 white Ford Bronco. I think you know where I'm going with this.
I don't, actually.
Oh, really?
When I see the new Broncos on the road, I always think of that one, one you're showing me right now on the video where he's in the low speed chase that everyone saw.
Yeah.
But they used to be so much bigger. It was a bigger ride back then. The new ones are tiny.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't even know what a Bronco looks like these days anymore.
They're still pretty good. I mean, it's still a decent looking ride. I wouldn't mind having one, but the old ones were a lot bigger. Anyway, other than that, I mean, the Bronco, it's just one of those.
Oh man, it's looking like a Jeep.
That chase, all watched it.
Yeah.
If you were alive, you watched it.
You couldn't help it because anywhere you went, everyone was watching it. And you're like, oh, what are we watching?
During the playoffs of basketball, so it overtook basketball.
Oh, my God.
And people were on the freeway overpasses by the time he got to L.A. They were on the overpasses holding signs and stuff.
Right. People, like, made a pilgrimage. It looks like he actually had kind of a smaller one. Like, his only has one door. The ones I'm looking at, I have to say, the new Ford Bronco, I don't know. Honestly, if I saw it on the street, I'd be like, oh, is that a Jeep? But because it has the round
headlights.
Headlights, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking eyeballs, but that's not really what they are.
It looked like, yeah.
But it's cool. It's a four-door. It's like,
oh, they're good looking.
Chunky looking. Maybe it has the sports package. I don't know. Didn't they also get some kind of a recall? Like 22,000 Ford Broncos were recalled on the day that it was announced that OJ died. It was like such a crazy coincidence.
Oh, I don't remember that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty regular thing.
The recalls?
Yeah.
Like, just bring it in. We'll replace the one part.
I get them all the time for my Toyotas. It's a pretty regular thing.
Who is the other guy in the car?
AJ Cowling.
Cowling. Nice. I'm like, AJ Foyt.
Did I get that right?
I think so. That sounds right.
I know.
Oh, there's the overpasses.
Yeah, people running, looking. Oh my God, we're seeing it.
Well, he drove from, I think he was driving from Tijuana to L.A.
It was a long
low speed chase.
A lot of people were like well aware he was coming their way and headed out. I forgot about the overpass thing. That's so funny. A lot of people pulled over on the sides of the road. Everyone just trying to get a look. This is back in the days before the internet, kids. I mean, maybe the internet existed. I don't know. It was 94, though. It was Spotty at best. Me either. I had a little computer. Actually, I can't even remember when I started really using the internet. I started using Quicken. You remember the Quicken program?
It's Al Cowlings. AC.
Oh, AC.
My bad.
I said AJ, and you got the right name. I just screwed you up. So we're talking about O.J. Simpson's infamous white Bronco. It is currently in a museum. It's on somebody owns it, and it's on loan to something called the Alcatraz East Crime Museum. Minigame. Where is that?
Oh.
Alcatraz East Crime Museum.
Somewhere in Europe, right?
It's actually in Tennessee.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know why they're, you know, what do they got, a big prison there that they... I don't understand it. But Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee is the current resting place of the infamous white Bronco. So it does
I'm
have owners.
I'm surprised there'd be interest. Like, I mean, that's a pop culture icon for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay.
I wonder what else they have at this museum. Like, you know, a knife used by Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, I don't know. I just don't, I guess it's just things that they have collected that have something to do with high-profile crimes. Anyway, this is the only piece we're talking about here. The owners of this thing have been offered in the past as much as $750,000 for this car. Like,
I'd unload that thing.
Well, they're hoping to get twice that.
Okay.
So because of the renewed interest in all things OJ, what with him dying last week... and this is the, by the way,
that renewed interest, did it?
Yeah, that would.
Okay.
Well, they're saying, the 30th anniversary, they were planning to sell this year. This is what they're saying. These anonymous owners of this car, we were planning to sell this year. I don't know why they picked 30, why 25 wasn't the good one. But anyway, with OJ's death also happening, so close to it, they're saying, we think we can get 1.5 mil. Now, I don't see an auction for this. I don't see any link to where you can make an offer. But this is, I don't really know who wants this or where they're going to, I mean, does the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee want this thing? It is, if you have a crime museum, it's a pretty good thing to have. But if you don't have a museum, what's the point of it? Right? Who needs this?
I don't.
You're not driving it. You don't give it to your
kid. Really don't know what drives people to want these kinds of
collectibles.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a very large collectible. You don't just hang that in a shadow box and you know, on a hallway in your house. I don't know, but somebody. I'll bet you somebody buys it. They want at least 1.5 mil. So I don't know if that means that's their starting point or what, but they're. They're going to try and sell it.
All right.
I got some good news for you, Vinny. I know you liked Monarch, Legacy of Monsters.
I loved it, yes.
Yeah. Well, not only is it renewed for season two, they are creating a whole new monsterverse around this thing. This is an Apple TV show. And it is, it's good. I watched the first two or three episodes of it, and I'll probably go back to it. I'm telling you, I'm digging Fallout. I love Fallout. It's based on a video game. It's an Amazon show.
Okay,
and
I'll try it. Yeah,
that came out last week.
It sounds good. I would enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi thing, and it's got some real weird stuff. It's very post-apocalyptic. These people live in an underground vault and have for 200 years. And
I think maybe part of my joy in Monarch, there's a couple things. First of all, it's just way better than I expected it to be.
You mean what? Everything from the acting to the monster itself?
The monster, just the. I expected that because it's Godzilla. I haven't watched any of the new versions of Godzilla and King Kong because I feel like they're just going to be green screen crap.
Yep.
And there's no story, and it's just okay. Godzilla steps on everything, and everyone runs. And I just. Didn't expect much, but I liked it. I liked the angle they had and the way that they were trying to stop this other world from rising. And I don't know. I thought it was pretty well done. And then it turns out I like Kurt Russell. Don't ask me why. I don't know.
Right. He plays the older version of the...
And then there's his kid. And then I actually thought the complimentary actors are very good. Mm. So I enjoyed it. Not all of them. I can't think of the Asian doctor's name. What is her name? That doesn't matter. She's excellent.
Oh, you love her.
But there's another lady on there that's just not really that good.
Oh, I don't think I got to her.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, but I know the three. You know what? I should go back and just watch it from the beginning, I guess. Anyway, Apple has now struck a deal with Legendary Entertainment, which is apparently the people who are making this show. They're going to develop multiple spinoff series set in the so-called MonsterVerse. So they're saying that they're going to do all this. Now, there are all these Godzilla, like you just referenced it, the Godzilla versus King Kong, the King Kong. They're all the newer ones, and they all have a thread that runs. And those are actually really good, Vinny.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know that they were doing a thread.
Are they related?
I didn't know any of that, and I probably will go back and watch them based on I'm enjoying Monarch, so I think I will go back.
I don't know if those are... I don't know that they're tied into this. But they're also really good quality. Like, yeah, okay, a lot of that is just green screen. They obviously, you know, we don't have monsters that we know of. But this whole, like, lower earth, it's like a middle earth thing, interior, the hollow earth thing. That's bizarre. That's a little much. I don't know. But I guess if you're watching a monster movie, you're already...
sci-fi. Right? I mean, that's what the whole thing is. I think that's...
You gotta just buy it.
Don't you?
I guess so.
If you're gonna sit there and go, oh, come on, then just, you know, I don't know, watch a Bachelorette show or something.
Yeah, no, that's real.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
They
get together and divorced in like 3 months.
Those two clowns. I love the way he was all serious about his announcement, too. We talked about, get out of here.
Yeah.
I hope you pocketed a lot of dough. Loser.
I don't know what they get paid for that show. They got to get paid something, though. You're on a TV show. Don't you get money?
I would hope so.
Yeah. I don't really know how that
works. You sold your soul.
Right.
I was looking for love, though.
Was he?
Maybe.
He gave up on love 3 months in.
Yeah. I guess the love just wasn't that deep.
They say $100,000 is what I'm seeing here.
That's not enough after taxes. Are you kidding?
Just for Gary?
Yeah, is it Jerry or Gary?
I think it's Gary, but it's so... I don't know, though.
Okay.
I might just be being a bitch about it.
And they say estimated between $100,000 and $250,000, so...
Oh.
I mean, well, to do what they're doing, it's like not that hard.
They also did a special with their wedding and, you know, did get... I think if there wasn't some serious money on offer for that wedding, they probably would have just been, well, we'll just enjoy each other and... go on with our lives. We're not going to go on Bachelor in Paradise or anything. I don't think. My mom is so mean about the lady who won. She's like, you know, saying, she was the worst one. She's ugly. She's awful.
Like, oh my gosh, really?
Well, I don't think she's all that attractive, but I'm not going to, you know.
So there were other better looking contestants and he went.
I thought so, for sure. My mom was just like, she didn't know why he picked her.
Did she watch the series?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Kidding me? Please.
Kidding me.
People in their 70s? People of that. That was the they killed in that demographic with
he
that
show. He might be that guy that grew up with that song. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you got to make an ugly lady your wife.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
He might be of that generation where he's like, I don't want the hot one.
I want the one who's going to move to the place I want her to be at and be available for my needs. Which I don't even know if that guy has, and he's in his 70s, right? She was like, nah, I got grandkids and a job. No thanks. CBS has announced the series finale dates for a few shows here. I've got three shows, including that the young Sheldon. They're saying Thursday, May 16th, right around the corner, Big Bang Theory prequel series Young Sheldon airs its final episode ever, series finale. It includes cameos from a bunch of the characters that are on the Big Bang Theory. So Jim Parsons, Maim Bialik.
Blossom.
As adult Sheldon and Amy. Let's see. The next night, Friday the 17th, SWAT will end after seven seasons. SWAT was on for seven seasons?
Wow, S-W-A-T. That quietly went on for a while.
It certainly did. I thought, oh, well, I'm so sorry for the people who love SWAT and don't get it anymore. And Bob... Oh,
good. Well, and NCIS, I still see commercials for that. So yeah. That must be on its, what, 100th season?
Yes. And that's another one of those, like, CSI where they spun off to all these different places and stuff. That, NCIS, I think, has a few iterations.
Yeah.
Bob Hart's Abishola is also ending after five seasons. That is right around the corner here, Monday, March 6th. So, Gina Yashere.
Yeah, she had, I mean, there's nothing cooler than having been sitting there interviewing her while she's saying, I got this call from a guy named, what's the dude's name?
Is it Chuck Lorre?
Chuck Lorre, who, you know, wanted to talk to me and I had a meeting and I don't know that anything's going to come out of this, but I may be part of a TV show. That's the conversation we had. Then she left. And the next thing you know, she's starring on a network television show for 5 years straight.
Five seasons.
And I'm watching on her Instagram as she buys a new home, then upgrades that home to another home. And I'm just like, yeah, man, that is the dream.
Yeah.
For anyone in entertainment, and she seemed to be happy. That's also part of it, too. I mean, if she was miserable... then there's nothing good about that.
You guys got on. Like, she came in and...
Well, she travels and she's got the same kind of...
germophobia that you
germophobia
have.
Yeah. Thing that I do. So we bonded right there.
Yeah. Right from the get-go. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's the first question. And then the two of you, off to the races.
But I'm so happy for people who... I know that she did the long, hard miles.
Yeah.
The road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Right, exactly. She was out there grinding. For years. Mm-hmm.
So, and I hope that she's set for life. And if she's not, I hope she gets another gig out of it.
Well, I'm sure she will. She's definitely on the map now. 5 years on a successful series. I mean, that's big. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll update you on a couple things that went down in the Bay Area yesterday.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Jane, all this week, 5:05. Be there or be square. She's got a keyword for you that you text back to 20357. She tells you the word. You text it to 20357 and get yourself entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Benson Boone on May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. 2024 is a big year for Fremont Bank. They are celebrating their 60th anniversary. Plus, they just opened their new flagship branch at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Fremont Bank is here for you and here for good. Join the celebration by visiting FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening.
All right.
Sunny in 75.
Oh.
Possibility of some high clouds or whatever, but it should be a beautiful day. There will be also a chance for some clouding up this evening, like, but no rain in the forecast. And speaking of forecast, sunny and even warmer for the weekend.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, beautiful.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'll take
bike riding weather. Absolutely.
Oh.
I love it. Been living on the deck, except when it rains.
Living on what?
On the deck. The deck.
Oh, ah.
So I was back. It's like a front porch, but it's in the back deck.
Okay, got it. A couple quick notes before I get to the chaos on the roadways yesterday. The WNBA draft was last night. Caitlin Clark went number one as expected to Indiana. Angel Reese went number seven to Chicago. Those two are kind of nemesis for each other.
Oh, well.
And so it'll be interesting how they do in the WNBA. The current pros have said, good luck getting baskets here. So, you know, they're coming in rookies. They're not.
Yeah.
No one's afraid of them.
Ah.
You know, that's the usual.
You're joining top of the heap for the kids.
Right. You're joining the pros now. Get ready to get stuffed. Okay.
Oh, goodness. You think it'd be a little bit nicer in the girls'
No, league, the current pros were absolutely warning them, like, good luck. You had your fun. Now you're coming to play with the grown women. We're not 18-year-old kids. We're all grown up and play way better than they do. Anyway. Golden State Warriors play tonight in Sacramento, 7 p.m. It is a play-in playoff game, and we must win. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
If you drive 880 or you drive the Golden Gate Bridge, I'm not telling you something you don't already know. Bay Area commuter traffic was brought to a halt yesterday.
It's brutal.
As demonstrators calling for an end to the war in Gaza blocked the Golden Gate Bridge and Interstate 880 for hours. It was the second time protesters have shut down major highways in the region since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. This happened around 6:15 in the morning on 880. And on the Golden Gate Bridge, I don't see the time specific, but man, did they nut up the roads. There were people stuck for hours on the Golden Gate Bridge. There's one story from a gentleman who's saying, let's see here. My daughter's stuck on the Golden Gate Bridge. She's been there for 2 hours and just left her car to use the restroom on the north side of the bridge.
Oh, wow.
This is so ridiculous and so potentially hazardous if anyone needs emergency care. And yeah, we spoke about that yesterday. It is one of those things. These people did feel they had a point to make and feel like they can affect change. That's what protest is all about, right? I don't believe it, that they could actually get the war to end by nutting up traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, I don't.
But okay. I think these problems in the Middle East are a little more complicated than a protest can solve, but all right.
Way to make your voice heard, I guess.
Yeah, things go more smoothly today, because I know that's like, oh, Monday, what are you doing to me?
Right. Monday hates me.
And they, by the way, they say this was a multi-city effort. This was not just here. Oh. They had choreographed protests around the country. I don't know about all those or how they went, but they say similar protests were organized in at least 50 other cities.
Wow.
So, okay. We'll move on. This, I saw this story and I went, oh, this will make people feel ridiculous.
Oh, I love feeling ridiculous.
I do believe in meditation.
Oh, you've said, yeah.
I do believe in prayer. I do believe that people who are using yoga to get centered also have it kind of figured out. It's a way to find yourself, recenter, and we all can use that. Believe me, you get in a rush of any given day and you find yourself going, who am I? I'm so stressed out. I'm like at my wit's end,
right,
and it's not even lunchtime yet. So anyway, I think this is, again, I do believe in meditation. I believe yoga can help. I also use surfing for the same reason. These are things where you, and you could find that crocheting, Sarah, or sewing, that peace, that inner right. moment where you're just focused on something, not your problems.
I actually really feel like it's a skill because...
Oh, it's hard.
It is hard to empty your mind. And that's, I like a thing, like you mentioned crocheting, and I have to keep count of what I'm doing. And you try to keep your mind, it gives you almost like a mantra to keep your mind on, because when I'm trying to quiet the voice, you know, as they say, just connect with your breath and don't think about it. It's like, really don't think about anything. I don't know how to do that.
Well, that's the point.
Figure it out.
It they call it practice because you don't just sit down and clear your mind for 5 minutes the first day and go, that was excellent.
I got to have that down. All right, what else we got?
So it takes practice and it takes effort. A team at Berkeley published a study on simple exercises that can make you happier. This one is, I have to say, they've maybe gone too far.
What is this?
They say, it only takes 20 seconds a day, but... You have to make this a habit for it to have any effect on you.
20 seconds, all right.
You can't do it when you're driving because you'll want to have your eyes closed and you'll need both your hands.
Uh-oh.
They say basically you're giving yourself a 20-second hug with intent.
Okay,
come on.
Oh, Bryn's immediately doing it. How far around me do I have to reach?
Close your eyes.
Yeah, they're closed.
Think of a recent mistake, failure, or something been bothering you.
Okay. All right.
Then consider how thinking about it makes you feel. Bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach, like you're giving yourself a hug. Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved. Think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? See, this is, we're just off the deep end at this
point. Like this.
You do?
Okay. You know, it's funny because you say, put your hands on yourself like you're holding someone that you love, and you should love yourself. It's a weird thing to say out loud, but, you know, you have to have self-love. You have to love yourself and be okay with yourself and forgive yourself.
Think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? And then take a few seconds. And when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. People who did it for a full month felt less stressed about their life and happier in general. You know, I think that this, what is that, mindfulness?
Yes.
I think that's kind of what this would fall under, right? Like where you're just focusing for a minute on something and that can be helpful.
Yeah.
So maybe try that then. I don't mean to poo-poo it. When I saw the headline that said, try hugging yourself for 20 seconds a day, I was like, oh, but yeah, okay. I can see where they're going with this.
A little hug.
Give yourself a little hug. Think of something that's been bothering you. Forgive yourself. Give yourself a damn break for once in your life.
You're trying.
You should go and love yourself.
That's right.
And if you do this every day for about 20 seconds, they say you will notice a difference. You got to do it every single day, though.
All right, I'll try and do it.
Oh, all right. Well, I thought you were going to be really...
It's the easy one, you know. I like the easy stuff to do. It's too hard. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot. I don't know. Get all set up for it and just, you know, giving yourself a hug and forgiving yourself or something. You know, when I think a good trigger for this will be like, who doesn't spend time grinding on it's when you're in that moment where you're just beating yourself up over some stupid inconsequential thing or very important, not inconsequential. Just give yourself a break. Give yourself that hug and be a friend to yourself. I love that. I love some of the words in that. I think that's very, it's good to be good to yourself and let a few things go.
A team at Berkeley.
Well, thanks, Berkeley.
Want you to know you can forgive yourself, and a little daily stress exercise for 20 seconds can help you to better mental health. Go Berkeley.
Thanks.
All right. And now let's talk about your physical health and how to ruin it.
Oh, all right. Great.
The best fast food joints in America.
Merca.
So this is one where I went to number one and I'm like, Culver's? We don't even have that here.
What's Culver's? I never heard of it.
Butter burgers is what they call them.
Oh, Culver's butter burgers?
So I guess this is, they're just right up front about it. We're going to throw a ton of butter on your burger and you're going to love it more than anything you've ever had. And they are number one. They're only in the Midwest, so we don't have them here. But man, they say it right up. It's on the sign. Butter burgers.
You know, have you ever melted a pat of butter on top of a burger that you've just flipped and then added the cheese?
I never have.
You should try it.
I haven't.
It's good. That's a little salt and some just butter flavor.
But I do know they use a lot of butter at steak joints. You know, like if one of the things they're cooking your steak in is butter.
Or lobster.
Lobster.
Shake Shack came in at number two. We do have that here, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In-N-Out was number three.
Oh, only pretty number good. I love
something called Whataburger. It's a Texas chain. Oh, do we have that here?
No, I don't know if we have it, but I've definitely heard of Whataburger.
I saw this in Hawaii, Raising Cane's, and went, I think that's the...
Is that the chicken place that...
It's the chicken fingers place.
Yes, that Posty.
I was like, oh, that's Posty's place. And then I didn't have any. Five Guys comes in at number six. We definitely have that here. Chick-fil-A we have here. Something called Dave's Hot Chicken on the list. These are the best fast food restaurants in America. Kelly's Roast Beef. Oh. Not Arby's. Kelly's.
Well. Sorry about it, Arby's. Isn't there any place else we can eat?
Down the list, I saw this thing because I saw this in Hawaii too. It's called Jollibee.
Jollibee?
Oh, they have
never
that
heard
here.
Of it?
Yeah.
I never
Oh, we have that here too?
Where is it? I never heard of it.
The one I know of is in Daly City, I believe.
Oh, Jollibee. Just like a B-E-E or a B?
B-E-E.
The Jollibee.
They're known for their fried chicken. Oh.
Crispy fried chicken, beef patty steaks with gravy, spicy tuna pies.
Oh.
They say this is a restaurant either Filipino owned or something from the Philippines.
Oh.
Which was interesting because when we, remember when I lost the key to our van and we had to get an Uber?
Yeah.
Our Uber driver.
In Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah, in Hawaii on vacation. Was Filipino. Uh-huh. And I was chatting with him as I have a tendency to do. I wanted to find out about him. And he's Filipino and he's been there a long time. And there's a huge Filipino community in Hawaii, which I wasn't aware of. Mm. And I thought, oh. And he said, yeah, lots of people here are Filipino. And the connection, in some weird way, is Jollibee.
Oh.
Well, a spicy tuna pie sounds like a very unusual and, you know, culturally specific thing. Like
they call it the Jollibee, the McDonald's of the Philippines.
Well,
and Daly City is known for a big population of Filipino people.
Is that right?
Huge.
Well, there you go.
Huge.
Even the what did you say, like a beef patty, but is it ground beef with gravy? Like, is it not like a burger, it's a ground...
Crispy fried chicken, beef patty steaks with gravy, spicy tuna pies, and their trademark sweet sauce topped spaghetti meals.
Sweet sauce. Yeah, it's, you know, I bet you it's like, you know, really culturally specific. Because those sound like very kind of unusual things.
I think that's one of those where you go, they're actually serving something different. Might be worth a try.
Right.
Jollibee, everybody.
Might fall in love with spicy tuna pie. What is it again?
Yeah.
Sounded good.
Spicy tuna pies, yes. Anyway, fast food, everybody. Jollibee.
And we've got
the McDonald's of the Philippines.
Okay.
That's funny.
Sounds great.
Who knew?
Filipinos knew.
This is outer space news.
Ooh, what do you got for me?
The mix of gases trapped inside Uranus might be different than we thought.
Oh.
Science!
Same goes for Neptune. A study found there could be more methane in there than expected, specifically methane ice.
Isn't methane like a cow poop? Cow fart?
They say it's highly flammable. So you don't want to light a match near Uranus or Neptune ever.
Oh.
Neptune too, huh?
Neptune as well.
I'd already gotten a memo on Uranus.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, a study found attractive people are seen as more trustworthy. Do you believe that? Do you feel like attractive people...
I don't know. I'm one of those idiots that just trusts everybody right off the bat. You have to actually break my trust for me to not trust you anymore. So I guess I don't know. Is it possible because you instantly
like someone who's good looking, so you're already in? Is that it?
I don't know.
A separate study found most single people are introverts and prefer staying in and actually like being single.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's counter to everything we've ever heard ever.
Well,
just because you're single doesn't mean you're not. Well, okay, maybe
if
these
you're
days
an introvert,
it's more true, right?
Yeah, I think it is, and I don't consider RV Hale an introvert, but I do believe, even though we continue to talk about her being single, because that was sort of the theme we had running. I don't think she's an unhappy lady. I think she's got her whole house dialed like in a way that no person can
if they have complications
a
of a
roommate or a
right.
friend or anything coming over that place is torched
right.
not torched but you know what I mean
yes well other people just have moved your things around
did you just touch my towels they're in a specific order
please
hello
touch my towels
our text number is 800-400-3699 I bet Village knows all about Jollibees, says 415.
Oh, yeah, he was dating a Filipino lady. Mm-hmm.
He went all the way there.
Yeah. It's not spelled the way I thought either. Jollibee, all one word, Jollibee. I was thinking jolly, like yo-ho-ho, I'm jolly, and then the separate word bee.
The main reason I did that story was because of Jollibees, though, because I'd seen it in Hawaii and was like, oh,
I never thought about eating a spicy
tuna
pie
And then my driver was Filipino and said it's a huge community there. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And then now Bryn, huge community. What did you say, Daly City?
Daly City.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's a Jollibee's there.
Daly City.
And then McDonald's of the Philippines.
Amazing.
There's a Raising Cane's restaurant in Vacaville near the outlet malls, everyone.
Oh, Vacaville.
What do they call that? The gateway to Solano County? Or is that Vallejo? I can never remember. The VA funds. Something like that. Yeah.
Mill Valley's nemesis, Vallejo, has a big Filipino population, too.
Yeah, they are our nemesis.
Oh,
sorry about it, Vallejo.
See.
What are we, Vallejo?
That was actually a standard thing to say.
It was.
Like, why do we have to poop on another town? What do you know about Vallejo?
We don't allow chemical spraying here in Mill Valley. What are we, Vallejo? I was like, Jesus, dude. You know you're talking to people.
Right. People who live in Mill Valley. I mean, I guess that he just assumed that the club was all there.
That no one got across the border that wasn't, part of the club.
Check your car. What are you, from Vallejo? Turn it around. Come on, turn around.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
News about people named Hannah.
Alice and Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.